I'm so excited about this podcast, Living Limitless, and the focus, the topic is Ascension Prayer. And in 1 Thessalonians 5:16 to 18, New King James Version, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. And in the Passion Translation, let joy be your continual feast. Make your life a prayer. And in the midst of everything, be always giving thanks, for this is God's perfect plan for you in Christ Jesus. Now, I'm sure you've wondered, what the heck does praying without ceasing look like? I mean, is that even possible? At the core of this concept of unceasing prayer, a phrase that entangles us into the very breath of Yahweh and reveals the ascension realms embedded within the meditation practice of prayer. Now, prayer in the Hebrew and Greek, it's an entanglement of intimacy with the divine DNA of Yahweh. So to fully grasp the depth of unceasing prayer, we must first delve into the roots of prayer, both in Hebrew and in the Greek. So in Hebrew, which for me is the primary, the term for prayer, tefillah, originates from the root pei lamed lamed and encompasses the ideas of expectation, judgment, intercession, and meditation. So this concept of prayer is not merely about presenting requests, but operates from a judicial platform. It encapsulates a posture of humility and a desire for alignment with God's will. So in other words, that Hebrew root is a process of ascending the realms of judicial keys, unlocking authority that, when meditated upon, reveals a profound sense of the fear of the Lord and the authority in Him. So in the Greek, prosuch carries the essence of prayer. So it's derived from the root word pros, meaning towards or in the direction of. So to wish, to vow, to pray. This emphasizes the aspect of directionality in prayer. So an orientation towards God that is filled with intention, petition, commitment. So here, relationship and intimacy are the focus as hearts entangle, aligning our desire with His and vice versa. We can become so focused on aligning with Yahweh's desire, which is primary, but this prayer also enlightens that He aligns with our desire. It's a co-partnering. So here we have two sides of prayer, intimacy, which is relationship, and judicial, which is ruling and reigning. So with unceasing prayer, the ascension ladder into the divine DNA of Yahweh. When Paul encouraged the Thessalonians to pray without ceasing, he invites the sons into an ever-ascending spiral of communion with God, unending breath work that opens gates, aligning spiritual entities, angelic realms, and the living Hebrew letters from within us. Yes, inside of you. Remember when Jacob lay down with his head on the rock, the angelic realm was ascending up and down from within him. It's ascension prayer, a continual engagement of different spiritual realms, constantly engaging from within you. This concept transcends the mere repetition of prayers or the constancy of petitioning. It is an invitation to inhabit a state of ecstasy, that continues spiral awareness, spiritual awareness, and engagement with the heavenly realms. The Hebrew perspective of prayer is a journey into the depths of our being, Christ in you. Because everything lives and moves and has its being in and through Him, Jesus. And He is in you. It is the unlocking of realms of meditation, intercession, and governance. The meditation ascends you into the keys hanging in His heart. Intercession is the activation of those keys and governance, where we encounter God's transformative power into our positions as ruling kings with Him. From the Greek, unceasing prayer is an ongoing entanglement of heart to heart towards Yahweh, a rhythmic movement in and through the breath of Yahweh. It embodies a dynamic living relationship with God, where being enraptured in His every breath and action becomes a prayer. It's a sacred offering that ascends to the heaven's winehouse, complete intimacy, intoxication. So the divine breath, which is life, spirituality, and metamorphosis. So at its core, unceasing prayer is living entangled with the breath of Yahweh. To pray without ceasing is to synchronize our being with the rhythm of His divine breath, to live, move in harmony with the Spirit. It's a position, a state of being. Let me say that again. It is a position. It is a state of being. This ascension into the breath of Yahweh through prayer is not just an action, it's partnership that lives enraptured, a state of being. It's a cosmic journey where all of creation is engaged in a ceaseless rhythm. In this realm, prayer becomes more than words. It's an act of being, a way of living that is fully immersed in the divine reality of your position in Him and who He is in you. So with the steps of ascension, how do we embody this unceasing prayer? So it begins with being aware and intentionally focusing on God's presence in every moment. It's about cultivating a heart of gratitude, recognizing the divine in the mundane, and offering our lives as a continuous prayer. This journey requires some discipline, a rhythm of life that integrates prayer into the fabric of our daily existence, making space for silence, meditation, and contemplation. Awareness. So here's one step of three. It is awareness, unlocking realms of consciousness. It's not just about believing, but it's a knowing. Secondly, meditation. Set time aside for contemplation, focus, ascension, unlocking our position and our awareness in Him. And thirdly, the breath. Entangle the breath of Yahweh. What you pray comes from His breath. So as we ascend through these realms of prayer, we find ourselves transformed. Our lives become a testament to the power of the divine breath of Yahweh. In this space, prayer is no longer an activity, it is an identity, a state of being that permeates every aspect of our existence. Here, in unending communion with God, we experience life's fullness, the joy of being completely known and loved by Yeshua. So here's an activation prayer for you. Jesus, reveal realms within the breath of Yahweh, that I may ascend the prayers and desires you have in your heart. Unlock the consciousness within my heart to align with yours, to govern with creation's original intent. I love you, Jesus. If that blessed you, come on, man. Start trading in this ministry. You want to go places. Subscribe to the blog. Start to expand your sonship and grow. I love you big time.